Hung be the heavens with black. Yield day to night. Comets importing change of times and states. Brandish your crystal tresses in the sky. And with them scourge the bad revolting stars that have consented unto Henry's death. Henry V, too famous to live long. England ne'er lost a king of so much worth.
England had a king until his time. Virtue he had, deserving to command. His brandished sword did blind men with his beams. His arms spread wider than a dragon's wings. His sparkling eyes replete with wrathful fire, more dazzled and drove back his enemies than midday sun, fierce bent against their faces. What should I say? His deeds exceed all speech. He ne'er lift up his hand, but conquered.
We mourn in black. Why mourn we not in blood? Henry is dead and never shall revive. Upon a wooden coffin we attend, and death's dishonorable victory we with our stately presence glorify, like captives bound to a triumphant car. But shall we curse the planets of mishap that plotted thus our glory's overthrow? Or shall we think the subtle-witted French conjurers and sorcerers that, afraid of him, by magic verses have contrived his end?
He was a king, blessed of the King of Kings. And to the French the dreadful judgment day so dreadful will not be as was his sight. The battles of the Lord of Hosts he fought. The church's prayers made him so prosperous.
The church? Where is it? Had not churchmen prayed, his thread of life had not so soon decayed. None do you like but an effeminate prince, whom like a schoolboy you may overawe.
Gloucester, whate'er we like, thou art protector, and lookest to command the prince and realm. Thy wife is proud. She holdeth thee in awe more than God or religious churchmen may.
Name not religion, for thou lovest the flesh, and ne'er throughout the year to church thou goest, except it be to pray against thy foes.
Cease! Cease these jars, and rest your minds in peace.
Let's to the altar. Heralds, wait on us. Instead of gold, we'll offer up our arms, since arms avail not now that Henry's dead. Henry V, thy ghost I invocate. Prosper this realm. Keep it from civil broils. Combat with adverse planets in the heavens. A far more glorious star thy soul shall make than Julius Caesar or Bright.
Oh, Lord! Health to you all. Sad tidings bring I to you out of France. Of loss, of slaughter and discomfiture. Guienne, Champagne, Reims, Rouen, Orleans, Paris, Gisors, Poitiers are all quite lost.
What sayest thou, man? Before dead Henry's cause, speak softly. For the loss of those great towns will make him burst his lead and rise from death.
Is Paris lost? Is Rouen yielded up? If Henry were recalled to life again, these news would cause him once more yield the ghost.
How were they lost? What treachery was used?
No treachery, but want of men and money. Amongst the soldiers, this is muttered, that here you maintain several factions, and whilst the field should be dispatched and fought, you are disputing of your generals. One would have lingering wars with little cost. Another would fly swift, but wanteth wings. A third thinks without expense at all, by guileful, fair words, peace may be obtained. Awake! Awake, English nobility! Let not sloth dim your honors new begot. Cropped are the flower de luces in your arms. Of England's coat, one half is cut away.
Were our tears wanting to this funeral, these tidings would call forth their flowing tides.
Me they concern. Regent I am of France. Give me my steeled coat. I'll fight for France. Away with these disgraceful wailing robes. Wounds will I lend the French instead of eyes to weep their intermissive miseries.
Lords! View these letters full of bad mischance. France is revolted from the English quite, except some petty towns of no import. The Dauphin Charles is crowned king in Reims. The bastard of Orleans with him is joined. Rainier, Duke of Anjou, doth take his part. The Duke of Alençon flieth to his side.
A Dauphin crowned king? All fly to him? Oh, whither shall we fly from this reproach?
We will not fly but to our enemies' throats.
Bedford, if thou be slack, I'll fight it out.
Gloucester, why doubt'st thou of my forwardness? An army have I mustered in my thoughts, wherewith already France is overrun.
My gracious lords, to add to your laments wherewith you now bedew King Henry's hearse, I must inform you of a dismal fight betwixt the stout Lord Talbot and the French.
What? Wherein Talbot overcame his toe?
Oh, no. Wherein Lord Talbot was o'erthrown. Circumstance, I'll tell you more at large. The 10th of August last, this dreadful lord, retiring from the siege of Orleans, having full scarce 6,000 in his troop, by 23,000 of the French, was round encompassed and set upon. No leisure had he to enrank his men. He wanted pikes to set before his archers, instead whereof sharp stakes plucked out of hedges, they pitched in the ground confusedly to keep the horsemen off from breaking in. More than 3 hours the fight continued, where valiant Talbot, above human thought, enacted wonders with his sword and lance. Hundreds he sent to hell, and none durst stand him. Here, there, and everywhere, enraged he flew. The French exclaimed the devil was in arms. All, the whole army, stood agazed on him. His soldiers, spying his undaunted spirit, "A Talbot, a Talbot!" cried out amain, and rushed into the bowels of the battle. Here had the conquest fully been sealed up, if Sir John Fastolf had not played the coward. He, being in the vaward, placed behind, with purpose to relieve and follow them, cowardly fled, not having struck one stroke. Hence grew the general rack and massacre. Enclosed were they with their enemies. A base Walloon, to win the Dauphin's grace, thrust Talbot with a spear into the back, whom all France, with their chief assembled strength, dares not presume to look once in the face.
Is Talbot slain? Then I will slay myself, for living idly here in pomp and ease, while such a worthy leader wanting aid unto his dastard foeman is betrayed.
Oh, no, he lives, but is took prisoner, and Lord Scales with him, and Lord Hungerford. Most of the rest slaughtered or took likewise.
His ransom there is none but I shall pay. I'll hail the Dauphin headlong from his throne. His crown shall be the ransom of my friend. 4 of their lords I'll change for 1 of ours. Farewell, my masters, to my task will I. Bonfires in France forthwith I am to make to keep our great St. George's feast withal. 10,000 soldiers with me I will take, whose bloody deeds shall make all Europe quake.
So had you need. For Orleans besieged, the English army has grown weak and faint. The Earl of Salisbury craveth supply and hardly keeps his men from mutiny, since they, so few, watch such a multitude.
Remember, lords, your oaths to Henry sworn, either to quell the Dauphin utterly or bring him in obedience to your yoke.
I do remember it. And here take my leave to go about my preparation.
I'll to the tower with all the haste I can to view the artillery ammunition. And then I will proclaim young Henry king.
To Eltham will I, where the young king is, being ordained his special governor, and for his safety there I'll best devise.
Each hath his place and function to attend. I am left out. For me, nothing remains. But long I will not be Jack out of office. The king from Eltham I intend to steal and sit a chiefest turn of public weal.
So in the earth to this day is not known. Late did he shine upon the English side. Now we are victors, upon us he smiles. What towns of any moment but we have? At pleasure here we lie in Orleans. The whiles the famished English, like pale ghosts, faintly besiege us 1 hour in a month.
They want their porridge and their fat bull beef. Either they must be dieted like mules and have their provender tied to their mouths, or piteous they will look like drowned mice.
Let's raise the siege. Why live we idly here? Talbot is taken, whom we want to fear.
Aye.
Remaineth none but mad-brained Salisbury. And he may well in fretting spend his gall. No men, no money hath he to make war. No.
Sound alarum. We will rush on them. Now for the honor of the forlorn French. Him I forgive my death that killeth me when he sees me go back 1 foot or fly. Aye. I would ne'er have fled, but that they left me midst my enemies.
Salisbury is a desperate homicide. He fighteth as one weary of his life. And the other lords, like lions, wanting food, do rush upon us as their hungry prey.
Lean, raw-boned rascals. Who would e'er suppose they had such courage and audacity?
Let's leave this town, yeah. For they are hare-brained slaves, and hunger will enforce them be more eager. Of old I know them. Rather with their teeth the walls they'll tear down than forsake the siege.
I think by some odd gimmers or device their arms are set like clocks. Still to strike on. Now snare could they hold out so as they do. By my consent, we'll even let them alone.
Be it so.
Where's the Prince Dolphin? I knew for him.
Bastard of Orleans, thrice welcome to us.
Methinks your looks are sad, your cheer appalled. Hath the late overthrow wrought this offence? Be not dismayed, for succour is at hand. A holy maid hither with me I bring, which by a vision sent to her from heaven, ordained it is to raise this tedious siege and drive the English forth the bounds of France. The spirit of deep prophecy she hath, exceeding the 9 sibyls of old Rome. What's past and what's to come she can descry. Speak, shall I call her in? Believe my words, for they are certain and unfallible.
Go call her in. But first, to try her skill, Renya, stand thou as Dolphin in my place. Question her proudly. Let thy looks be stern. By this means shall we sound what skill she hath.
Fair maid, is thou will do these wondrous feats?
Renya, is thou that thinkest to beguile me? Where is the Dolphin? come from behind. I know thee well, though never seen before. Be not amazed, there's nothing hid from me. In private will I talk with thee apart. Stand back, you lords, and give us leave a while.
She takes upon her bravely at first dash.
Dauphin, I am by birth a shepherd's daughter, my wit untrained in any kind of art. Heaven and Our Lady gracious hath it pleased to shine on my contemptible estate. Lo, whilst I waited on my tender lambs, and to sun's parching heat displayed my cheeks, God's mother deigned to appear to me, and in a vision full of majesty, willed me to leave my base vocation and free my country from calamity. Her aid she promised, and assured success. In complete glory she revealed herself, and whereas I was black and swart before, with those clear rays which she infused on me, that beauty am I blessed with, you may see. Ask me what question thou canst possible, and I will answer unpremeditated. My courage try by combat, if thou darest, and thou shalt find that I exceed my sex. Resolve on this. Thou shalt be fortunate if thou receive me for thy warlike mate.
Thou hast astonished me with thy high terms. Only this proof I'll of thy valor make. In single combat, thou shalt buckle with me. And if thou vanquishest, thy words are true. Otherwise, I renounce all confidence.
I am prepared. Here is my keen-edged sword, decked with 5 flowered looses on each side. The witch at Turin in St. Catherine's Church had up a great deal of old iron I chose for.
Then come of God's name. I fear no woman.
And while I live, I'll ne'er fly from a man.
Amazon, and fightest with the sword of Deborah.
Christ's mother helps me, else I were too weak.
Where helps thee, 'tis thou that must help me. Impatiently I burn with thy desire. My heart and hands thou hast at once subdued. Excellent Broussel, if thy name be so, let me thy servant and not sovereign be. 'Tis the French Dauphin sueth to thee thus.
Must not yield to any rites of love, for my profession sacred from above. When I have chased all thy foes from hence, then will I think upon a recompense.
Meantime, look gracious on thy prostrate thrall.
Methinks, my lord, is very long in talk.
Doubtless he shrives this woman to her smock. Thus ne'er so long could he prolong his speech.
Shall we disturb him? I mean, since he keeps no mean.
He may mean more than we poor men do know. These women are shrewd tempters with their tongues.
My lord, where are you? What devise you on? Shall we give over Orleans or no?
Why, no, I say, distrustful recreants. Fight to the last gasp. I will be your guard.
What she says, I'll confirm. We'll fight it out.
Assigned am I to be the English scourge. This night the siege assuredly I'll raise. Expect St. Martin's summer, halcyon days since I have entered into these wars. Glory is like a circle in the water, which never ceaseth to enlarge itself, till by broad spreading it dispersed to naught. With Henry's death, the English circle ends. Dispersed are the glories it included. Now am I like that proud, insulting ship, which Caesar and his fortunes bear at once.
Bright star of Venus, fawn down on the earth. How may I reverent worship thee enough?
Leave off delays, and let us raise the siege.
Woman, do what thou canst to save our honors. Drive them from Orleans and be immortalized.
Presently we'll try. Come, let's away about it. No prophet will I trust if she prove false.
I am come to survey the tower this day. Since Henry's death, I fear that his conveyance. Where be these warders that they wait not here? Open the gates. The Duke of Gloucester calls.
Who's there that knocketh so imperiously?
It is the noble Duke of Gloucester.
Whoe'er he be, you may not be let in.
Villains, answer you so the Lord Protector?
The Lord protect him, so we answer him. We do no otherwise than we are willed.
Who willed you? Or whose will stands but mine? There's none protector of the realm but I. Break open the gates. I'll be your warrantize. Shall I be flouted thus by dunghill grooms?
No!
What traitors have we here?
Lieutenant, is it you whose voice I hear? Open the gates. Here's Gloucester that would enter.
Have patience, noble Duke. I may not open. His Grace, my Lord of Winchester, forbids. From him I have express commandment that thou, nor none of thine, shall be let in.
Faint-hearted Woodville, prizest him for me? Arrogant Winchester, that haughty prelate whom Henry, our late sovereign, ne'er could brook? Thou art no friend to God or to the king. Open the gates, or I'll shut thee out shortly.
Open the gates, and to the Lord Protector. We'll burst an open, ere that you come up with me.
Ambitious Humphrey, what means this?
Peeled priest, dost thou command me be shut out?
I do, thou most usurping proditor, and not protector of the king or realm.
Stand back, thou manifest conspirator, thou that contrivest to murder our dead lord, thou that givest whores indulgences to sin.
Nay, stand thou back. I will not budge a foot. This be Damascus. Be thou cursed Cain to slay thy brother Abel if thou wilt.
I will not slay thee, but I'll drive thee back.
Do what thou darest. I beard thee to thy face.
What? Am I dead and bearded to my face? On, men, for all this privileged place. Blue coats to tawny. Priest, beware your beard. I mean to tug it and to cuff you soundly. Here, by the cheeks, I'll drag thee up and down.
Gloucester, thou answer this before the Pope.
Winchester goose, I cry a rope. A rope. Now, beat them heads. Why'd you let them stay? Thee, I'll chase hence, thou wolf in sheep's array.
You, being supreme magistrates, thus contumeliously should break the peace.
Peace, mayor! Thou knowest little of my wrongs. Here's Beaufort that regards no god nor king hath here distrain the tower to his use.
Aye. Here's Gloucester, a foe to citizens, one that still motions war and never peace, or charging your free purses with large fines, and would have armor here out of the tower to crown himself king. And suppress the prince.
I will not answer thee with words, but blows!
Naught rests for me in this tumultuous strife but to make open proclamation. Come, officer, as loud as ever thou canst.
All manner of men assembled here in arms this day against God's peace and the king's. We charge and command you, in his highest name, to repair to your several dwelling places, and not to wear, handle, or use any sword, weapon, or dagger, henceforward, upon pain of death.
Winchester, I'll be no breaker of the law. But we shall meet and break our minds at large.
Yes, sir. We will meet to thy cost, be sure. Thy heart blood I will have for this day's work.
Call for Trumps if you are not away. This Winchester's more haughty than the devil.
Farewell. Thou dost but what thou mayest.
Abominable Gloucester, guard thy head, for I intend to have it aired below.
See the coast cleared, and then we will depart.
Good God, these nobles should such stomachs bear. I, myself, fight not once in 40 years.
Sirrah! Thou knowest how Orleans is besieged and how the English have the suburbs won.
Father, I know, and doth have shot at him. However unfortunate, I missed my aim.
But now thou shalt not. Be thou ruled by me. Chief Master Gunner am I of this town. Something I must do to procure me grace. The prince's spies have informed me how the English in the suburbs, close entrenched, won't through a secret grate of iron bars in yonder tower to overpeer the city and thence discover how with most advantage they may vex us with shot or with assault. To intercept this inconvenience, a piece of ordnance against it have I placed. And even these 3 days watched if I could see them. Now, do thou watch, for I can stay no longer. If thou spiest any, run and bring me word, and thou shalt find me at the governor's.
Father, I warrant you, take you no care. I shall never trouble you if I may spy them.
Attack! My life, my joy again returned. Where thou handle being prisoner? Or by what means gotst thou to be released?
The Earl of Bedford had a prisoner called the brave Lord Ponton de Saintrailles. For him I was exchanged and ransomed. In fine, redeemed I was, as I desired. But oh, that treacherous fast oath wounds my heart, whom with my bare fists I would execute if now I had him brought into my power.
Yet tellst thou not how thou wert entertained?
With scoffs and scorns and contumelious taunts. In open marketplace produce they me, to be a public spectacle to all. Here, said they, is the terror of the French, the scarecrow that affrights our children so. Then broke I from the officers that led me, and with my nails dig stones out of the ground to hurl at the beholders of my shame. My grisly countenance made others fly. None durst come near for fear of sudden death. In iron walls they deemed me not secure. So great fear of my name amongst them was spread that they supposed I could rend bars of steel or spurn in pieces posts of adamant. Wherefore, a guard of chosen shot I had that walked about me every minute while. And if I did but stir out of my bed, ready they were to shoot me to the heart.
Oh, I grieve to hear what torments you endured, but we will be revenged sufficiently. Now it is supper time in Orleans. And here, from this tower, I count each one and view the Frenchmen, how they fortify. Yet let us go up. The sight will much delight thee. Thomas Cargrave, Sir William Gansdale, let me have your express opinion. Where is best place to make our battery next?
I think at the north gate, for there stands Lords.
Right here, at the bulwark of the bridge.
For aught I see, this city must be famished. Or with light skirmishes and feebles.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on us. Wretched sinners.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on me, woeful man.
What chance is this that suddenly hath crossed us?
Speak, Salisbury! At least if thou canst speak.
How fairest thou, mirror of all martial men? Oh, one of thy eyes and thy cheek side struck off. Accursed tower! Accursed fatal hand that hath contrived this woeful tragedy. 13 battles Salisbury o'ercame. Henry the 51st trained to the wars. Whilst any trump did sound or drum struck up, his sword did near leave striking in the field. Yet livest thou, Salisbury. Though thy speech doth fail one eye, thou hast to look to heaven for grace. The sun with one eye vieweth all the world. Heaven be thou gracious to none alive, if Salisbury want mercy at thy hands. Whence cometh this alarum and the noise?
Oh, to Galilee! The Dolphin with one Joan the Pusel joined. A holy prophet has new risen up. He's come with a great power to raise the siege.
Yeah, dying Salisbury doth groan. It irks his heart, he cannot be revenged. Frenchman, I'll be a Salisbury to you. Pusel or Pusel, Dolphin or Dogfish, your hearts I'll stamp out with my horse's heels and make a quagmire of your mingled brains. Convey with Salisbury unto his tent. And then try what these dastard Frenchmen dare.
Troops retire, I cannot stay them. A woman clad in armor chases them.
Here she comes.
I'll have a bout with thee, devil, or devil's dam. I'll conjure thee. Blood will I draw on thee, thou art a witch, and straightway give thy soul to him thou servest.
Come, come, 'tis only I that must disgrace thee.
Can you suffer hell so to prevail? My breast I'll burst with straining of my courage, and from my shoulders crack my arms asunder. But I will chastise this high-minded strumpet! Aye!
Talbot, farewell. Thy hour is not yet come. I must go victual Orleans forthwith. I scorn thy strength. Go, go, cheer up thy hunger-starved men.
Earl Salisbury to make his testament. This day is ours, as many more shall be.
My mind is whirled like a potter's wheel. I know not where I am, nor what I do. A witch by fear, not force, like Hannibal, drives back our troops and conquers as she lists. They called us for our fierceness, English dogs. Now, like the whelps, we crying run away. Oh. Hark, countrymen. Either renew the fight, or tear the lions out of England's coat. Renounce your style. Give sheep in lion's stead. Sheep run not half so treacherous from the wolf or horse or oxen from the leopard as you fly from your off-subdued slaves. At Talbot! Consented unto Salisbury's death, for none would strike a stroke in his revenge. Pucelle has entered into Orleans in spite of us, or aught that we could do. Oh, would I were to die with Salisbury. The shame hereof will make me hide my head.
Creature, Astrea's daughter, how shall I honor thee for this success?
Why ring not bells aloud throughout the town? Dauphin, command the citizens make bonfires and feast and banquet in the open streets to celebrate the joy that God has given us.
All of France will be replete with mirth and joy when they shall hear how we have played the men.
'Tis Joan, not we, by whom the day is won. For which I will divide my crown with her, and all the priests and friars in my realm shall in procession sing her endless praise. No longer on St. Denis will we cry, but Joan de Pucelle shall be France's saint.
Joan de Pucelle! Joan de Pucelle!
Come in, and let us banquet royally after this golden day of victory.